Hey, Ward Davis playing Scotty's coming up on Friday night. It's a great venue for dinner, as everybody knows. Then you can stick around for Ward Davis. Ward's on the telephone line with us now. And, sir, hello there. It's great to have you on the radio.
Hey, thanks, John. Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, now you're in Texarkana, Texas. That's about as close as you can get to your home state without stepping foot in it.
Yeah, well, I got to go through it. But, yeah, man, I have family from right around in that area, so I actually used to, when I was a teenager, I used to come down there and play at the Oaklawn Opry. I don't know if you remember that place.
I do remember that. absolutely, those were the good old days. You're from Monticello, is that right? And I think your dad has ties to the Dequeen area.
Yeah. I grew up in Monticello, but you know, my grandparents and aunts and uncles all live at on his side of the family live in Dequeen, so. Spent a lot of time when I was a kid over in that part of the country.
What do you remember about the Oaklawn Opry in the old days?
Oh man, dude, it was you know, it was a pretty tame gig. I would you know, I'd go in there. It was like a nice family show, but it was always you know, a big nice variety of local singers, and I think they even brought in some national acts from time to time, but. I played there, and I was I don't know if you remember, over in Ashdown they had a thing called the Ashdown Jamboree that I was actually the house piano player over there for a couple of years in high school.
I do remember those venues, and hadn't been to the Ashdown Jamboree, but certainly been over to the Oaklawn Opry a couple of times. Hey, let's move on. You've actually written a lot of songs for what we call a lot of the big stars, if you will.
Yeah, you know, not a lot of them, but a few here and there. I've had you know, last year I had a song that Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard recorded called Unfair Weather Friend. They actually ended up playing that at Merle's funeral, which is, you know, one of the great honors of my life. But yeah, man, I've written songs for like Trace Adkins and Sammy Kershaw and Wade Hayes, a lot of the older guys, man. I think my music kind of lends itself to that generation of music.
And you do have a more traditional style, if you will. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, you know, I'm a songwriter first, so I put a little bit more. I like to write songs to write songs, not so much to make money. So I'm not the probably most commercial country songwriter out there, but you know, I just kind of do what I do.
Hey, when you talk about writing songs and then you're actually performing on stage, which one would you rather do if you had a choice?
Oh, I'd rather perform any day. Writing songs is hard. I like to get up in front of people and play them. You know, that's the payoff for all the brain torture you have to put yourself through to get the songs out.
Hey, let's talk about the Friday night performance at Scotty's. What can we expect from Ward Davis?
Man, I'm just going to play some songs. It's an acoustic performance, so I'm just going to play some songs that I wrote and play some of my favorite ones that I didn't. And man, it's going to be pretty chill, pretty laid back. Well, that's my plan anyway. But unless something changes on their end,
and you're actually looking forward to coming back to the Texarkana area.
Oh yeah, man! I was there. I think 3 or 4 weeks ago, I played a show with Cody Jinks at another venue down there. And I don't know if you've heard of Cody, but Cody and I wrote his current single that's out right now called "I'm Not the Devil," and it's actually the title track of his new record too.
Absolutely. All right, Ward Davis, listen, live at Scotty's coming up on Friday evening. You can buy tickets at outhouseticket.com. It's a great venue to have some dinner. Stick around for some great music coming up on Friday evening. Ward, listen, we love your ties to the area. We're glad we had the chance to visit with you. And good luck and continued success, sir.
I appreciate it, John. Looking forward to getting down there.